It had been left to gather dust for the best part of a century, but when Melbourne Museum curator Deb Tout-Smith unlocked a humble suitcase, she soon realised she had stumbled on a fascinating time capsule of Mick Ward's life.
When I first saw this wonderful little suitcase, I thought, you know, it might be interesting, there might be a little bit in there, but when I opened it up and saw how much material was in there, it was a very exciting moment. It was immediately struck me as a time capsule of a World War I veteran's life, something that hadn't perhaps been touched for 50 years. There turned out to be over 107 items in there, letters, a diary, even his medals, photographs.
And an eclectic array of mementos collected by the Great War veteran, an army-issue torch, cufflinks, half-smoked cigarettes, an epaulette hacked from a German soldier's uniform, and a meticulously kept diary. Deb Tout-Smith explains some of its contents.
He talks about the Germans strafing them and giving them grief and that sort of thing. So not unusual for a diary of this sort, the way he almost cheerfully but very matter-of-factly describes the challenging experiences that he lived through.
But despite the treasure trove of documents, keepsakes and photos, they have left many unanswered questions about his life. What the contents of the suitcase do reveal about Mick Ward is that he was born in the coastal Victorian town of Lakes Entrance, and after enlisting as a 26-year-old, he experienced the horrors of the trenches on the Western Front. Wounded in battle, he returned to Australia, arriving back just after Armistice Day in 1918. He eventually married and settled back in the Melbourne suburb of Bentley until his death in 1962. Included in the collection is an aspirin bottle bought from a local chemist. But what is the source, asks Deb Tout-Smith, of the dirt collected inside?
Where did he collect it? Was this a souvenir of the Western Front? Was this a part of, I don't know, maybe Lakes Entrance he carried to war? The bottle is post-war, but we don't know about the contents, so we're going to find out. That's part of the excitement of this collection. We can learn a lot.
The collection will go on display this weekend at Melbourne University's War Heritage Roadshow, which encourages families to learn more about their own memorabilia. Mick Ward has left some tantalising clues. Now Melbourne University's Cultural Conservation Manager Jude Fraser hopes any living relatives might come forward to unlock some of his mystery.
They don't really have the story yet, but the story's there, they just have to find it. And the same with some of the families with the roadshow. They've got to do their research and find the story. It's like a jigsaw puzzle trying to find the answers.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.